The Sioux City School District could be hiring some additional teachers next year, according to the Sioux City Journal. At last night's school board meeting, administrative officials said they were expecting a bigger budget next year, as initial projections aired yesterday showed new revenues could be up to 2.5% higher, while expenses could rise up to 3%. Superintendent Paul Gosman said the budget process doesn't usually begin with a specific expenditure, but said with a higher enrollment of 385 students this year, at least 15 new teachers would ideally be added next year. For the second time in its history, the World Food Prize Foundation is naming a new president. Barbara Stinson is replacing the retiring Kenneth Quinn. She brings 30 years of experience in helping to set environmental public policy, including in the areas of climate change and water and soil management. Lately, she had been involved in food security issues, an interest that began a decade ago with a trip to Uganda.
I traveled to the western part of the country and saw and experienced firsthand the challenges that everyone in the community, but especially the women and children, have in trying to provide food.
Quinn plans to stay in the job until the end of the year. Stinson takes over January 4th. Nobel Prize winner and Iowa native Norman Borlaug started the World Food Prize Foundation in 1986. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.